This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts.
And I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm feeling a little unstable. Instable? Unstable.
Unstable.
Yeah, but there's instability within me.
Okay. Should I be nervous?
No. Here's what happened, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I was on a rush hour train this morning, and
Oh, I thought you were going to say an ice rink.
A what?
An ice rink. That's why you were feeling instable. Instable.
Unstable.
Because you
consumed by instability.
Slipping on the ice.
Yeah, no. I'm elegant on the ice, Tom.
Get
me in a pair of skates and I'll do all the tricks. I'll do a double axel, a triple axel.
I don't think me and you have ever been ice skating now
together.
No,
I don't think that's that weird.
Yeah, I guess it's not. Because I just thought, like, I've never seen Tim on the ice. I have no idea if he's good or bad.
I'm not great on the ice, Tom, but I'm not so bad at the icing.
You know what? I'm not bad. Well, as a kid, I was really into rollerblading.
Yeah, me too.
We
both consider ourselves bladers.
Yeah. But when you're ice skating with like figure skate ice skates, they're
ridged
different.
at the front.
Yeah, for her pleasure, the ice.
Yeah,
old lady ice.
Oh, that's what they call her, old lady ice. She's a cruel mistress.
Yeah.
One time, you know what? Here's the thing. I got a little too big for my britches the first time I went ice skating because I was a rollerblader.
Well, it's better than
trade.
Being too big for your ice skates.
Yeah, exactly, because I busted out of there.
Oh, but then did your britches fall around your ankles and you tripped on the ice?
No, what happened was I went so fast because I was like, I can control
myself. I'm the
myself.
Roller skating boy.
Ice skating boy, but yeah. But then I was like, I don't know how to stop.
Yeah.
And so I tried to grab, it was at the pond that froze over in our hometown.
Yeah.
Because I was like 8. I wasn't cool enough to live in Brooklyn yet. And I grabbed a tree branch and it just like whipped me back. And like, I thought I would just like stop
on a dime. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it whipped me back and my skates went over my head. It was a disaster.
Did you fall through the ice?
I did.
Wow.
And then I drifted over to the other side of the ice.
Uh-huh.
And my friends had to punch through the ice and save me.
Wow, how dramatic.
Yeah. Actually, that might have been something that I saw in Riverdale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're always getting Riverdale confused with your own childhood.
It's such a vivid show. It's such a well...
It's not... Tim, the finale already happened, and you still won't shut up about Riverdale.
Yeah, Tom. Archie. Jughead. Betty. Veronica, the whole gang, they're murderers.
Oh,
they all got together
murderers.
And murdered a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird, it's exactly the way that I remember the comics. So I was on a rush hour train this morning, Tom.
Uh-huh.
And I lost my cool and I'm still like kind of shaking about it because I yelled at people.
At like multiple people?
Yeah.
What were you yelling at him?
I was yelling.
Don't yell at people on the subway.
Riddle me this, Tom, as the famous comic book villain, the Riddler, would say. Riddle me this.
I think there's a second episode in a row where you've asked me to riddle you.
Yeah, I mean, the Riddler, Frank Gorshin, is a big influence on my podcasting style.
Uh-huh, your podcast persona.
Yeah. You're on a rush hour train, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the train, you know, like, it's one of those trains. It's a subway. It's a New York City subway.
Yeah, I know the type.
where it's very crowded.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going slow, like it's stopping between
stations.
Mm-hmm. And, like, everybody's, like, getting antsy because, like, they're trying to, like...
They've got business meetings to go.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got places to be. And
I'm on a deadline.
There's hundreds of people on any given train, right?
During rush hour, right?
So we stop at 42nd Street, Times Square.
Mm-hmm. The heart of it all.
The heart of it all. And these giggling tourists get on.
Now, this is the morning rush hour?
It's the morning rush
hour. Okay.
But it's like, you know, at this point, like, I should have been where I was going at 9 a.m., right? Like, a few. But, like, now it's 9:15 because this train is going so slow.
Yeah.
And so these people get on the train, and it's two couples,
mm-hmm.
middle-aged,
mm-hmm.
and one couple runs on the train and just holds the doors, like, three Oof. Times as the doors are closing and yelling to the other couple, like, come on, come on, this yeah. is the right train. The other couple's like, oh, this isn't the right train. They're like, I don't know, we'll just go, we'll see where it goes. And they keep holding the doors open, and the conductor's coming on being like, stop holding the doors, we yeah. have to leave.
And now the doors on New York subway, for people that aren't familiar, are not like elevator doors where they bounce back.
No.
Like, you have to really strain to, like, they are not safety doors.
Right. And I'm not one of these jerks that's like, tourists. Yeah, look, tourists are the lifeblood of this city, Tom. They're what keep me and you.
That's
here.
What keeps our thriving tourism business in money.
But so finally they all come on and they're all giggling and they're all laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
and they're all probably saying to themselves, "Hey, only in New York, right?"
Yeah, exactly. They're like, "Oh, what a crazy New York experience we're having." And I just said, I walked up to them. I was like, I was cursing a lot, but I won't curse on the podcast because I know you don't like it. But I was like, you know, that was really incredibly rude what you yeah. just did. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, what? Like, I think they thought like they were standing in the wrong place or something, right? I was like, you should never, ever hold the doors, especially during rush hour. And they're like, sorry, we don't know the city. I was like, I don't care if you know our city or not. Do you not see hundreds of people on this train?
Yeah.
And it's not a bunch of people freaking gallivanting around the city. It's people trying to get to work so they can provide for their families.
Yeah, they're not trying to go see Spider-Man turn off the dark.
Yeah, that's all these people. And what they didn't know is they were already at the right place to go see Spider-Man turn off the dark. Well, it's right there in Times Square.
Must have been the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Exactly.
Because it was years ago that show went off Broadway.
Exactly.
Went back to their
off-Broadway theater. They're small.
The final curtain dropped on Spider-Man turn off the dark.
I consider myself blessed that I got to see it.
Oh, I am still so happy that I got to see it, you know, like weeks before the final curtain.
So anyway, I'm yelling at these people and I'm like, all of us have jobs. We're not on vacation. You can't just, like, you just inconvenienced. You made hundreds of people late
yeah.
for work. And if I went to your garbage town and did that to you, if I slashed the tires on your car in the suburbs so you couldn't get to work, you'd think I was a real jerk. And then I realized I was expecting like an uprising behind me. But everybody was just like, stop yelling on the train.
Yeah, you're just making
now
it worse.
You're making it worse.
Yeah.
But success because they got off at the next stop. Now, have you ever lost it on somebody like that?
I did. I think I actually talked about it on the podcast once because I had like a similar thing where somebody else was doing that in like maybe a different place on the car, maybe a different car. And some guy thought it was me that I was standing too close
yeah, you
to
did
the
tell
door.
This story, yeah.
And I was like, that's not how they work. It's not how the doors work. Leave me alone. Leave everyone alone.
Yeah. And I violated the number one rule on the subway is just don't friggin' talk to anybody.
Yeah, just leave everybody alone.
But like these people,
actually, while
I feel like they have to know. I feel like I don't like when people are thinking they're having a fun, breezy time and they're inconveniencing like many, many other people. And I feel like that's
yeah, you want a breezy time? Go to the Caribbean.
Yeah, go to Sandals.
Yeah.
Go to Club Med. It's full of doctors. Go to Club Med, meet other doctors.
It's always and that's the 99% of rude behavior in New York is perpetrated by tourists. We've talked about this.
Yeah. And like a lot of times,
I think a lot of times tourists just have the mistaken idea that, everybody in New York is rude and selfish, so I can just let my freak flag fly here.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, they get to cosplay as a rude New Yorker.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're like, everybody will think I'm local because I stopped
the
train.
No, it's not like that. Like, we all just like want to get where we're going. Like, we hate you because we're rude New Yorkers.
Right.
But we're not going to inconvenience you.
Yeah. But we got bigger fish to fry than yelling at you. Well, except for you. Apparently, you had.
I've had enough, Tom. I've lived in this dang city for over 15 years.
No.
Hey, Timmy, don't play that, they say.
That's it's on the New York City flag.
Yeah, and on novelty t-shirts throughout the land.
And novelty she-shirts.
Yeah, for ladies.
You done airing your grievances, Tim?
Tom, I know that wasn't funny, but it was true.
It wasn't even interesting.
It was kind of interesting. I think longtime listeners are like, hey, Tim finally stood up for himself.
Right.
Against these two Midwestern couples who were just trying to have a nice time.
Yeah. Like, finally, that character arc is resolved after years and years.
I grew a spine.
Timmy the boy is now Timmy the teen.
Timmy the angry man.
The angsty teen.
Timmy the angry man who should dial it back.
Yeah. Tim, this week we're talking about personal hygiene.
Yeah, and why are you talking about it? You don't know anything.
Well, maybe I'll learn a thing. Oh, wait a minute. I'm making fun of myself. And when I say personal hygiene, I'm not saying hello to a man named Eugene. You know, hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that.
What about a woman named Jean?
It could be. Well, you know, she would spell her name usually probably J-E-A-N.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Well, I'm
phonetically,
thinking,
it's
thinking about it as a stage play and what is it going to say in the book.
Right. Do you ever read
stage plays?
Yeah.
All the time.
I read Our Town
last
year.
Really? Why?
Because it's all about...
Are you preparing for an audition?
No. It's a classic in American theater. And it's heartbreaking. It's devastating, Tom.
I feel like there was a point in high school where we had to read a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
And I was confused. I was like, why aren't we reading books still?
Yeah. I was a shy boy in class.
Uh-huh.
And they made me be sadistic English teacher because we would read plays over a few days in class.
And you had to be Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Now, what is that? That is like a dirty show, right? Everybody loves it, but it's also about penises.
Yeah. That's the Angry Inch.
Yeah.
It's the penis. Yeah, I believe it
I'm
is.
I'm not gonna take my kids to see that.
Somebody who's transitioning from being a woman to a man, but then during one of the operations, an angry inch was left. I believe that's what that is. I have not seen it.
I'm not gonna comment on this because I feel like people will get mad. People really love that show.
People do.
I imagine it's great. They made me read the role of Romeo. And guess who they put as Juliet? The prettiest girl in the class.
Yeah.
So right?
So they're like, the prettiest girl and the prettiest boy.
No, I wasn't the prettiest boy. It was like a thing where it's like, we're going to humiliate this guy. And it wasn't even the quarterback of the football team trying to humiliate me. It was the English teacher.
Well, I feel like there's no parts in Romeo and Juliet that, like, as a teen, there's not, like, like, let's French kiss in my dad's basement.
Yeah, I didn't have to kiss him, but like it was just like I think the English teacher thought it was a funny juxtaposition.
Well,
having a wiener and a beautiful woman.
Woman?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was a 25-year-old woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful, but you know, dumb as a sack of rocks.
Yeah, well, who cares? You can't have it all, my friend.
Yeah.
She was a great actress, though. She was a dynamite Juliet. What were we talking about? Personal hygiene?
Personal hygiene is the name of the game this week.
Yeah. It's something that we all have to deal with. Some people are better at it than others.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to go through our personal routines and then
critique.
prescribe to people what they should be doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, here's my thing.
Now, let me ask you one thing. Are you just saying hi to a man named Eugene?
No, okay. I know it's going to be very confusing throughout the, you know, oh, he's giving a personal hello to a man named Eugene.
Right. That's not, we're talking about personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene.
All right. Go on.
One thing that's changed for me, Tim, is because a lot of times I work from home now. Was that my dog made that noise?
Yeah.
Why'd that happen?
I don't know. I pet her.
And
now she's coming back for more.
Yeah. It was a shriek of pleasure.
Yeah.
Now that I work from home a lot, my schedule for personal hygiene has changed in that.
You don't do
anything.
No.
That's what a lot of people always assume and always think. They're always like,
I'm looking at you right now, Tom. You're wearing a hooded sweatshirt.
Yes. A t-shirt, a baseball cap.
No, the baseball cap has the Flash logo on it. It's some sort of V for Vendetta shirt that you have on.
Yeah, I think it's a Mr. Robot shirt.
Okay.
Well, so I'm dressed.
You look like a guy that might not have showered in the last few days.
All right, two things. First is dressing. Today.
And I'm not talking about ranch.
Or French. Yeah. When I'm working from home, that's the only time I'll dress like this, that I'll wear like a nerdy shirt, t-shirt, like a Loot Crate shirt and a sweatshirt and a hat.
Don't mention Loot Crate.
They're not a sponsor anymore.
Yeah, traitors.
Well, that's why I said it was nerdy. I still get stuff from them, though.
All right.
So anyway, that's when I dress like this. But people... It's rare that I even do this, because even days I'm working from home, I still gotta go outside. I gotta walk my dog at the very least.
Yeah. You always try to look your best for the other dogs.
I was trying to look my best for the other dogs, for the dog walkers.
I feel like you should be meeting more women walking your dog.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
I've seen you out there with your dog.
Uh huh.
And, like, you act annoyed whenever anybody looks at you and your dog.
No,
especially
that's
other
not true.
Dog walkers. You're just like, I know you're nervous because your dog's a little yippy.
My dog is unpredictable with other dogs.
Right.
She
went from giving me a death stare to hiding in her bed right now.
Yeah.
Because she knows.
Literally
she's
turned
ashamed.
Away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what she did.
Yeah.
Where were we?
No, she's unpredictable with dogs, and other dogs walk up.
But that wasn't what I was talking about.
Oh. Hygiene.
Hygiene. Oh, so I dress.
No,
like...
I was just saying hello to my friend Eugene.
Oh, Jesus, it's so confusing.
Yeah, I know. It's. Really
at the very least, we should close the blinds so we can't keep walking by. So I dress like this very rarely, but. But my other point was, people always say, like, oh, I bet you don't even put your pants on. I bet you don't take perverts, real creeps.
Yeah, yeah.
I get these phone calls.
Yeah, show me a picture of you with your pants off, because I know you don't wear
them. A lot of times when I pick up the phone, I'm like, hello, hello, and I can hear breathing on the other end. I know there's a man there. And then
hello, hello, Gene, hello?
Is this Gene? And then, finally it'll be like, oh, you know. Are you working from home, or are you not wearing pants today?
don't get that Amazon Echo with the screen on it, because Gene will be able to just zoom right in.
Yeah, he'll be able to hack in there. But that is not the case. I take a shower every day. But what has changed?
Congratulations. You said that with such pride.
What has changed is that I delay my shower. So I walk the dog, and then I come back, and I make coffee.
It's a dangerous game.
And then I,
playing.
Like, go on the internet a little bit. Most of the time, it's that because I love coffee, don't get me wrong, but I've never been...
I love my Dunkin'. That's you, Tom.
I'm a very slow coffee drinker.
Yeah,
and
you like to be, that's too hot. I need to take a smaller sip.
No, even with iced coffee. Tim, this morning I had...
The ice cubes are hurting my sensitive teeth. That's you, Tom.
I always make a big coffee, and then I drink it slow. So it takes way too much time.
Why, you ever drink a coffee in the shower?
No.
Tom, do you have a ledge?
A hot coffee? A ledge? Well, Tim, I'm not going to kill myself.
No.
Fine, I'll try it.
No. Do you have a ledge in your shower that is big enough to hold a coffee cup, but will not get water in the coffee cup?
So like a far away ledge?
Yeah. Like, no. What I have is, like a window, that I can like, put my, coffee on. Just this week, I started bringing a coffee into the shower, Tom. It's amazing.
So it's far enough away from the shower head that water won't get into it.
Exactly.
So you don't have to worry about getting like a hermetically sealed cup.
Yeah. I'm also worried about falling down in the shower.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, adding all of this craziness isn't going to...
I know, because the coffee is too hot sometimes.
Yeah, they're going to find you in there with your neck broken.
Yeah, and like third-degree burns from the coffee.
Yeah. You're going to be like, well, sadly, we know exactly what happened here.
Yeah, but he died happy.
So I delay the getting ready routine too long. But I do think it's interesting that both of us have not, and maybe this isn't even necessarily personal hygiene. This is more like morning routines.
Yeah. All right, we'll change the name of the episode. Morning Eugenes.
Don't even get me started on what that guy's like in the morning.
Yeah.
The real,
yeah. Well, no, what I'm thinking is that I'm, my dear friend Eugene passed away, and I'm
mourning.
Yeah, we're mourning Eugene.
Well, I mean, that's a little bit. If the episode is just called Mourning Eugene, that's going to be very confusing to people. Yeah. I doubt many people are going to download.
Man, this guy Eugene must have been real special to these guys. They're doing a whole episode mourning him.
So, I do think it's interesting that both of us, it's just not even a question that we take showers in the morning, not at night.
Yeah, you know what? Occasionally, once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I've never done it.
And it's the best in the morning because you're like, I don't have to do that. I don't got to do nothing.
I can run right out the door.
Sometimes I brush my teeth the night before so I don't have to brush it in the morning.
Tim, you should be doing it both times.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Well, you're a big night eater.
Night eater?
Sleep eater.
Can you imagine a time where people just took baths and that was appropriate? Where it's like, here, no shower for me. I'm going to sit in a tub of water for, 30 minutes or whatever.
Well, you still wash yourself. You don't just sit there.
Oh, go on.
I do take, you know what, if I have like a very early flight somewhere, I will take a night shower.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Because then it's like, all right, that's one more thing I don't have to worry about. One thing out of the way.
Right.
But otherwise,
But then your hair's all fucked up in the morning. Oh, I'm cursing again. I'm sorry. It's like you're one of the tourists.
But I, I would dry my hair before I went to bed.
Then. Oh, you're a blow dryer man.
Yeah, I'm a blow dryer. I don't like my hair being wet.
Yeah.
I just don't like the feel of it. I've always been like that. Even since I was like 12, I blow dry my hair.
Yeah, I slick my hair back like Mr. Crisp before I go to bed.
Well, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
No, but I would say that I'm a big night sweater, so I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
If I take a take
you're
a
getting into that dirty bed.
Filthy, dirty bed.
Well, it's not the, you know, it's not the cleanest thing in the world. Like, especially, you know, you're going to bed most times without showering after a day of filth.
Manual labor.
And grime getting on you. Even just the freaking subway, right?
Uh-huh, with all those tourists.
Yeah, who knows what kind of mites they've brought from the Midwest.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, your pillowcase and your sheets aren't the cleanest things in the world. So, like, you know, the next day, even if you've showered the night before, you're not really starting fresh.
No.
Morning shower should be the way
morning shower. Now, what do you think about, there are some people that take a night shower and a morning shower.
That's a waste of dang water is what that is.
I mean, it's fine if you're, like, going to the gym, I guess.
Yeah.
Then you've got to do that. You can't be like, well, I'll just wait. Talk about making the sheets dirty.
Yeah, but what they could do is take a night shower and then not a morning shower.
Yes. Which some people do.
Yeah, I know. Sickos. Yeah, and some people hold the doors on the subway when some people are trying to get to work.
Now, if you're always taking night showers, though, then presumably your sheets are pretty clean.
Yeah, that's true. I think night showers are for people who don't want to clean their sheets.
Yep.
And that's a good segment of the population.
Let me ask you this, Tim. In the morning, do you do anything before going in the shower? Hygiene-wise.
Hygienically.
Now we've got to say hygienically, too.
Yeah.
Hygienically.
It depends. Sometimes I brush my teeth before the shower.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I brush them after the shower.
Tim, me too. Same thing.
I cannot get behind?
90% I do it after I shower. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? My mouth feels gross and I want to like get ahead of the game. Actually, I've been doing it more lately because of coffee. Because I'm like, you know what? I just got done drinking that coffee. I want to brush my teeth right now.
Yeah. Tom, let me ask you about your toothbrushing routine.
Mm-hmm.
Standard
every
or
tooth,
electric?
Every day. Electric, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
I only started using an electric toothbrush like maybe a year ago now.
The previous one was steam-powered, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm a steampunk boy. I had a clock built into it. I got to store it in my big top hat.
Yeah. It whistled when you were done. Yeah.
No, I just use the standard brush.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is no.
It's a revelation when it happens.
Oh my God, you give special attention to every tooth. Do you have an electric toothbrush that will buzz every 30 seconds?
Do I have a Tim? I've got one that does that, and it has a screen, a remote screen.
Wait, a screen?
A remote display.
For what?
For just what you've described.
It tells you that a tooth is
It tells you there. That a tooth is what? That a tooth
is being cleaned?
No, it tells you when it's time to move on to the next section, and it gives
well,
you...
I mean, the buzzing should be enough.
This keeps track of the sections for you as well.
Oh, I like to mix it up, Tom. Sometimes I start bottom left.
Uh-huh.
And then go bottom right, and then top right,
yeah,
then
but,
top left.
But then what happens when you get all the way through and you're like, what sections have I done?
No, I think about
this is a robot that keeps track of it for you, and then at the end gives you a nice little smiley face to let you know everything's fine.
I would like a smiley face. You know it would be nice if it spit out a sticker at the end that you can put on your trapper keeper.
Yeah, I don't think it does all that. Yeah. It's actually...
That's something... Maybe we'll cut that out and we'll start the business of the toothbrushing stickers.
It's actually extremely unnecessary, the screen.
Yeah, no, it seems very unnecessary.
The toothbrush also has a screen on it.
What?
Yeah. I mean...
How much did this toothbrush cost?
Tim, it was free because my mom works for a dentist.
I knew it.
And she gave me this one year for Christmas, like this big set.
Wait, but it was free?
That's what I assumed, and I...
No, this dentist doesn't get everything for free.
And I said as much as soon as I opened the wrapping. I was like, oh, you got this for free.
Oh, you're a good son.
But then the next year, she gave me... Or, like, maybe it wasn't the next year, but it was very... Not too long after. It was probably, like, a year and a half, 2 years later. She gave me another one. It was the same exact one, and I was kind of like, thank
Lady,
you, but, like... Like, I don't have a need for another one. Like,
put you in a home.
Like, I replaced the brush heads, and that's all you need to do. The rest of it is in perfect working order. But they're
so
great.
What happened? There was no explanation for that? She just got more free shit and was like, I'll give it to Tom.
I think the other one, I was like, oh, I'll keep this at my brother's house or something. But then he has the same model, so I'm sure it just got, you know, thrown out or something. I don't know.
Huh. You could have given it to your good friend Tim.
I didn't know you brushed your teeth. I didn't think it was something you'd be interested in.
I don't really have many teeth.
Well, yeah,
down
and that's
three,
and that's why
and none
I
of
thought,
them are visible.
Yeah,
in my
they're all the
smile.
Way back.
Yeah,
it's just your wisdom teeth left, right?
Yeah, it's because I'm very wise. I made a choice, Tom.
But the first time I ever used one of these things, because actually my mom had been trying to push them on me for a while, and I was like, hey, what's wrong with the old way, you know?
Yeah. Guess what? It's never a good look to be an enemy of progress.
No, especially when it comes to hygiene.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying hello to Gene.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right. So we've gone through thus far in the morning routine. You either brush your teeth before or after the shower.
Right.
But here's the thing, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What goes on in the shower?
Yeah, that's
here's
a big
something
question.
That we're never actually taught.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like... School is teaching you all about stuff.
Well, you know what? In fairness, Tim, I don't think school should be teaching what to do in the shower.
No, no. I think school should be teaching personal finance and how to make your ass not stink.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
Well, so, Tim, based on what is your in shower routine look like then? Based on having to cobble together things yourself.
Here's the thing, and this is brand new information because I've never shared this with anybody.
Yeah, no, and I don't think anybody has. Like, I don't know anybody's in shower routines.
Yeah. All right. Here's what I do, Tom. If it's cold outside, if it's the winter time, sometimes I just turn on the hot water and for a couple minutes. Just stand there.
Do you adjust the temperature before you turn the shower on, though, right?
Now, here's, So I turn on the shower, and I'm pretty adept wherever I live, you know, because I move frequently.
You're always on the run.
I'm always on the run. But, like, I know pretty much, like, what mixture of hot and cold. But, like, it's never going to be exactly the same because the water heater is always going to be different in the building and stuff, you know. But, like, before I get in, right, like, I'm probably a little too precious about getting it the perfect temperature before I step in. What's your temperature getting?
Well, routine? I disrobe and then get in the shower, running the faucet and get it about right with my hands. Then I turn on the shower, but I am not under the spray yet.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm still not sure. There might be some cold water in the pipes that are going to come out first. Yeah. And then I step
Tom, under. Can I share with you a secret?
Yes.
I never release it to the faucet. It's always up in the...
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Now that's... you're playing with fire.
I know.
Well, you're playing with water.
Well, no, because I'm standing outside the shower while I'm adjusting.
You're not worried about splashing with that?
You know what? I can take a little splashing.
I can't.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
I don't want
woman.
Me splashed. I don't want my bathroom splashed.
All right. I mean, it's not splashing. You just put your hand under it. I use my hands to determine.
Oh, I have a wide shower head, I think, then.
Okay.
You know,
that's
fair. This water goes all over the place.
I'm not here to judge.
All right. So now once the temperature's right and you're in the shower, then what happens?
Sometimes if I'm a cold boy outside the shower, I just want to stand there.
Yeah.
And I just want to bask in this lovely warm liquids.
Yeah. Usually, a lot of times, I just kind of relax in there.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Sometimes I zone out, and it's like not a good thing. Because like I don't know. I lose hours. Sometimes I lose days in there, Tom.
You know what I do before I step into the shower nowadays? Turn on my shower Bluetooth speaker. Start up a podcast on my phone.
Oh, I was gonna say maybe some Pearl Jam.
Sometimes some Pearl Jam. Sometimes some Even Flow just to get me in the mood.
Exactly.
You know, the shower, the flow.
Yeah. Okay. So, so I try the pod. You know what? The acoustics of a bathroom do not lend themselves to listening to podcasts.
Really? Oh, I find that they work great in mine. Although I have experimented a lot with the placement of the speaker.
Yeah.
And now the speaker.
See, I don't have a waterproof speaker, so like I'm limited in what I can do there.
You should get one, Tim. I mean, there's a waterproof one that is a suction cup, so it just sucks right onto the tile. It's great. Although every once in a while the suction releases at like 2 o'clock in the morning and scares the ever loving shit out of me because I'll just hear like
you're afraid of ghosts in general.
Well, I'm afraid of ghosts because I got ghosts, you know. And then all of a sudden this you know like fairly heavy like metal speaker falls inside a bathtub from like 6 feet up.
Yeah,
makes quite a racket. But I've got
just why don't you take the plunge and drill it into the wall?
You're right. I probably should. Well, because every once in a while I have to charge the speaker, which is a real pain if I'm in the shower because the way it tells me it needs a charge is all interesting, right? the way it tells me that it needs a charge is it audible. It makes an audible beep. But it cuts out the audio.
Played an audio book.
No. Well, sometimes I do listen to audiobooks in there, too. Not much music. Sometimes music. I'll be honest. The speaker is not the best way to listen to an album.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stop talking about the speaker.
I
so
used
what do you
to
do
put
first?
My phone in a waterproof case and bring the phone in too, but
I
now
remember,
I don't
yeah.
do that.
Here's my question to you.
Yes.
All right. You're in there. The temperature's right.
Mm-hmm.
You might have zoned out for a couple minutes.
I've got
just letting
even
the water
flow
wash
on the radio. Even flow.
Right. Do you, when you get in, are you wetting your hair right away? Sometimes I don't. Sometimes my head stays dry for a few minutes.
No, I almost always go under all
whenever
the way.
Whenever I go under, I go like this. Hew! For the first time.
What's wrong with you? Why?
I don't know. It's
if
jarring.
It's nice. If you've yeah, got some
it,
nice...
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Sometimes
saying,
I
like...
do this when I put my head under the first time.
Sometimes I go like this. That's the water. I forget to close my mouth.
So anyway. All right. So you're under the water. What's first? What's Timmy washing first?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going body wash. I got a loofah in there.
Bottomless.
Oh, I'm in there bottomless and, to be truth be told, topless. But
I'm bottomless and usually wearing a very revealing top.
All right, that's fair. It's something that will like show off your ample
top.
Bosom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got not a loofah. What is like the
like a body wash sponge.
Yeah,
thing.
One of those.
Yeah,
things.
But like a loofah is like harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. These aren't what are
what Bill O'Reilly would call a falafel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the netting
when he's cheating on his wife, sexually harassing
oh,
a woman.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I take the falafel and put it all over you.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit creep.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know the difference between a falafel and a loofah,
well, Tim,
which can get messy in the shower.
I don't like you disparaging other podcasters.
Yeah, he's really changed the whole game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So for me, mm-hmm. It's my Old Spice body wash on that body wash sponge, and
I'm a Dove boy. I love the skin I'm in.
I love the Dove.
Love the Dove. They also make chocolate.
No, that's the same. They make
that's
it out
same.
Of the soap.
Or they make the soap out of the chocolate. I don't know.
Mm.
Either way, they're both delicious.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Soap up my body. Soap up my naked body.
I mean, you have to get into too many then what do you do?
what do you start with?
I start with so I've got a two-step routine in the shower.
Oh, this
that's
is great.
Actually four
the
steps.
Old Texas Tom Reynolds two-step.
It's actually four steps, but two movements.
Two acts.
Yes.
Each with two scenes.
Yes. And then a grand finale. So I start with a face wash and no, I start with shampoo and I let the shampoo kind of sit there for a little bit.
You shouldn't do that.
Why not?
You let the conditioner sit.
I do that. I'm not letting the shampoo sit too long.
All right. You wash your hair every day?
Yeah. I'm not a girl. I'm not a filthy girl.
I wash like... I've recently cut back on my hair washing a lot.
Really?
I'm down to like one or two times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
My hair gets too oily.
Not me.
Early.
Well, I put a lot of goop in my hair, so I don't know how oily it is.
But you wash the goop out.
Oh, yeah. I rinse my hair
you
every
rinse
day.
It,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I will shampoo, and then I will use a face wash. At the same time. So
it just occurred to me. Why are we talking about this?
Look, Tim, we got to do an episode every week.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we both had a few beers as well.
Yeah. So this is.
Seems like a good idea.
This is what we would be talking about after a couple of beers
anyway.
Yeah,
this is what all guys talk about. Their shower routines.
So the first step, Tim, is I'm washing my head.
Okay.
The face and the
I
hair.
I saved the head for last.
A whole head. But then once that's done, then I'll put in conditioner and then get to work on the body.
Man, you put a lot of care into your hair that I just do not.
Yeah, I'm using shampoo and conditioner. You're just using water like a poor.
Well, I'm using shampoo and conditioner. I'm using shampoo more often. Yeah, exactly. I'm on a very tight budget, Tom. I can't afford to have shampoo in my hair every day.
You know, I recently... Have you done this? I mean, maybe it's just a weird thing I do. Lately, if I don't know what something is, I'll buy it to find out.
No, I've never done that. No.
I did that recently with dry shampoo.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah, and I still don't really know what it is.
It's shampoo that you don't put in the shower.
Yeah. But
it's
just...
like, if you're, like, stuck in the woods, right?
Yeah. But it just seems like hairspray. That's just kind of what
it is. Does it come in a spray bottle?
Yeah, I think so, if I'm remembering correctly.
But then what's
yeah.
dry about it?
That's what I wanted to find out.
Oh, that you're not in the shower, that yeah, you don't yeah. need water for it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Glad we got to the bottom of that. So we're opposites, buddy. I wash my body first, and then I work my way to my head. Wow. Do you wash your face in the shower or out of the shower?
In the shower.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You know what these people that I don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
Brushing their teeth in the shower. What
yeah,
are you using hot
on.
Water to oh. brush your teeth like some crazy person?
Yeah.
Or are you using cold water?
Yeah.
Because you're taking a cold shower like a crazy person. Hot water body, cold water mouth, right?
That's the way God intended it.
That's the way it's in the Bible.
Also, for some reason, the thought of putting water from the shower in my mouth is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's just coming out of the shower head. It's
yeah,
not
it's
like
the same thing
you're
as
not
the faucet.
Catching it off like your dirty body.
No. No, it's just another faucet.
Yeah.
Do you ever take a cold shower? Maybe after you've seen an attractive woman.
Here's what I do, Tom. What I try to do every shower, I wind up doing it 50% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nice warm to hot shower. And at the end, just turn off the hot water and just stand in the cold water for like 30 seconds to a minute.
I bet that's when you go, woohoo! I try and do the same thing, especially as the weather gets warmer, because I get the shower sweats.
Oh. Like, yeah, and there's got to be something wrong with that, right? Like,
it's like if it's hot water, my body just absorbs it all. And then as soon as I'm out of the shower, it's just like pss, coming back out of me. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I feel hot the whole time. But I think I take very, very hot showers.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a good thing to do.
Yeah. So that's what. But then I don't like the shock of the cold. So then I try and do like the opposite of boiling a frog, where I try and just slowly.
That makes sense.
You know what?
I just feel like I don't got time for that.
Yeah. You're a busy man.
Yeah.
You're the CEO of a large automobile company, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, don't say anymore.
I don't even know the name of the company.
I've
Would it be an automobile often. Company I've heard of?
Absolutely, Tom.
It's not one of these new, you know about these Chinese cars? They have these Chinese manufacturers that are making like, you know, $1,000 cars.
$1,000 cars?
Maybe not that cheap, but
oh,
pretty
man.
Cheap.
You are going to get swindled on some Chinese car that's going to like run on kerosene and like.
You're going to come over here one time and there's going to just be like a big crate. And be like,
yeah.
Oh, that's my car I got from China.
You're going to like die in a. When your car combusts, like just when like you go to start it on the street, like it's gonna catch fire and you're gonna find your charred body.
I don't think any of them are street legal here, so I think you have to worry about that.
All right, good.
Because
that's the kind of thing that keeps me up at night, Tom.
All right, Tim. After the shower's done, then what?
Sometimes I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
But sometimes I've brushed my teeth beforehand.
Do you use a Q-tip on your ears?
Oh, I do, absolutely.
All right, relax.
But I'm told you're not supposed to, but F those people, man.
Yeah.
It's so great, and you get so much gook out, especially after a hot shower.
Yeah. I mean, you at least get water out of your ears.
Yeah, how much water
is in your... I don't know. I don't like my ears being wet.
Maybe your ears are a different shape than mine. They retain a lot more water.
I just don't like the feeling of if I forget to Q-tip
water
my ears.
Pool up in your ear?
Sometimes.
That's how does that happen? Are you like using weird head angles while you're in your shower?
I'm looking around a lot.
Yeah.
I've got my head on a swivel in the shower.
Yeah. I get some weird angles when I'm drinking my coffee in the shower. Tom, yeah, I urge say. You, please try it. It's decadent.
Yeah, I don't think it would work with my shower. I don't have a place to keep the coffee in the shower where it's not.
I'll build you a shelf.
Thank you.
I'll get in here next weekend.
Well, I'm going to have to
That's my birthday present to you.
I'm gonna
even though it's my birthday.
I'm going to have to insist, Tim, that you can't build the shelf while I'm taking a shower, though. Too dangerous.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm afraid of falling down in the shower. Yeah. I want to dry as the shower can be when I'm installing the shelf.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm not going to do the suction cup thing because, like, heaven forbid that crash in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah,
Now,
let me ask you, let me tell you about this because this is a new thing for me now. And, a thing I didn't believe would work that I thought was a hippie thing.
Uh-oh.
But I am now using a deodorant crystal.
I saw that in your bathroom.
Yeah.
It lasts a year.
We're at my apartment recording because you've got to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Without me.
That doesn't answer the question of why we're recording at your apartment, but like
we're recording at like an off time to accommodate for your schedule.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost midnight.
It's almost your birthday.
Yeah, it's 13 minutes till Tim's birthday.
Yeah.
Turning 24 years young.
That's actually why all the... Tim, you're not actually going on vacation. This was all a ruse to get you here for a surprise party.
Oh, nice. I've heard a lot of shuffling in the other room.
If you were just like, oh, I'm not going on vacation. You're just throwing a party on a Thursday night.
Wait, hold on. So I would be throwing myself my own?
No, I'm throwing the party.
Oh, so.
But the vacation was all a ruse.
Oh, okay. So you were in cahoots with my girlfriend who I planned the trip with.
I was not aware you had a girlfriend.
Oh, really?
So anyway, this so now I have a deodorant crystal, Tim.
Now explain to me what the deodorant crystal is.
Let me explain to you what the deodorant crystal is. Hold on,
exactly how I asked.
So it is not an antiperspirant. It will not stop you from sweating.
Well, that doesn't help you at all.
And I've actually found that it has recently, which I'll get into.
Okay.
But basically, the crystal is just like salt.
Okay. Sodium.
Sodium.
NaCl. Is that what that is?
Yeah, but it's not. It's like
table salt.
It's a little bit different salt. And actually, it's aluminum, which.
Aluminium.
Yeah, which, you know, a lot of people say is bad and antiperspirant, but this is like a different type of, but they still try and like not.
And there's like no proven.
No, there's no proof of that. But anyway, the way it works is basically it changes the pH of your armpits and makes them inhospitable to bacteria.
Okay.
And the bacteria
is bacteriums.
Is the bacteria is what makes sweat smell, and especially your armpit sweat. Because what happens is the bacteria eats the sweat and then poops, and it's the poop that smells bad.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's true. The excrement from the bacteria eating your sweat, that's what smells like body odor.
Right.
Smells bad. So this stuff, all it's really doing is like salting your pits, making it so that bacteria can't live there. I can't say salting your pits. But so far, so good. It's worked great. Like,
but are you sweating through your are you getting pit stains?
No. Here's why I said that I think it's better, because I sweat a lot, and I always get like sports antiperspirant or something. Mm-hmm. I think that stuff's been making me sweat more because my armpits.
Because you get nervous.
No,
because you're like, I'm not a sportsman. they're all gonna find out.
They'll know I'm not a mountain man. No, because I think my armpits, like, it stops them from sweating, so then the rest of my body just sweats even more. Because it's still got to get rid of that sweat somewhere.
Right.
But I think I smell fine.
You're smelling yourself. You have company, Tom.
No, after I started using this stuff, I was super paranoid of like, I'm going to smell bad. Yeah.
I'm going to be that boy at school that doesn't know he smells bad.
I was actually going to tell you, because I would trust you to be mean enough.
That, I'm very like, mean to you.
Like, hey, if I smell like BO, you tell me.
Yeah.
And I don't think this thing's a cure-all for, like, I still have antiperspirant, and, like, yesterday I helped a friend move, and, like, I knew in the morning, I'm like, well, I'm putting this shit on.
Right.
I'm not going to be a smelly moving hippie. But other than that, this thing, it lasts for a year, and it was, like, $8.
Yeah. I'm
seems to work great.
I'm thinking of trying it out, Tom.
Yeah. I'll go get it. I'll put it on you.
Yeah, please apply it to my armpits. Here's a question I have for you, Tom.
Mm-hmm. But this thing has no... I think you can get ones that do have like a scent to them, but this has no scent.
Okay.
So it's just my natural musk people smell now.
Well, that's going to turn on a lot of...
Also, the pheromones,
yeah.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You've been reading the Pickup Artist book that I recommended to you. The face wash I use has charcoal in it.
Wow. Mine too, Tom.
Yeah, my salt and charcoal. And
you're
boy,
a real
put,
man of the elements.
Yeah,
well, neither of those are elements.
But I'll tell you what... you know, smoke me, put me on the grill, I'll taste delicious.
I might take you up on that one day, Tom. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Either in your old deodorant days,
mm-hmm,
or your new weird deodorant days. How many swipes you go on each armpit?
Oh, I probably overdo it.
I overdo it
on all accounts.
I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like now, back and forth.
Yeah,
and
no, I probably do like my old antiperspirant days. It was probably like 1, 2, 3. It was probably four swipes.
Four, I feel, is natural,
mm-hmm,
but I always think four is a very unlucky number. You want to know why?
Why?
Because 13 is an unlucky number, and 1 + 3 = 4.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
There were 4 Beatles, and now 3 of them are dead.
Exactly.
2 of them are dead.
Yeah, that's true.
I've said too much. what was I going to?
There are 5 members of Radiohead, and they're all alive.
What do you use? Do you use like a powder deodorant or a gel? Or what's the consistency?
The gel... sucks. Everybody
the gel's
get off
too
the
much.
Gel. Yeah.
The gel is like a that's
and
like
it immediately like gets your shirt wet. Like
yeah.
You have to like put the gel on and then like just walk around with your hands up, with your arms up or something
yeah.
to dry it out.
The gel seems like a way to make you go through deodorant quicker.
Yeah. And I don't like the powdery stuff. I like kind of like the middle of the road. I use a straight up Old Spice.
Boy, you are brand loyal to Old Spice.
I am,
huh?
Brand loyal. It smells great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like their marketing because, mm-hmm, like, on the back of the thing is like, if Old Spice never existed, like, I forget the way they phrase it, but it was like your grandmother would never have gotten with your grandfather or something. And it's just like, hey, this smell is why your grandparents fucked,
yeah,
and that eventually led to you being existing.
Plus, Old Spice, like straight up Old Spice smells disgusting.
No, it smells fine.
Well, I just had a roommate that used it in lieu of showering.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And he used a lot of it. He used so much that it would wake me up. The smell of Old Spice would... you know, throw me out of my slumber.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's and I'm sorry about that. I was that roommate. But I've cut back on it.
No, it was in college.
You know, smell is the sense that's most linked to memory is what an Axe body spray commercial taught me years ago. So like, look, you get in bad with a smell.
Yeah.
Those memories are never going to be erased. Yeah. And I'm with you. I usually go for like the sport or something. I don't know. Look.
No, I think.
But it's you know what I mean. It's not the powder. Yeah. It's not white.
Right.
And it's not gel. It's like blue. It's
I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah. It's good. It's not bad.
Yeah. And then.
I'm going to go for the crystal.
If I'm shaving, then it's going to be probably after all that.
And Tom.
Yes.
Tread lightly here.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
With your shaving routine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, of course I use Dollar Shave Club. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, you have to do it after the shower because you take a hot shower.
Oh, yeah.
That makes
definitely.
Your skin
But
good
here's the thing.
For it.
Trimming your beard.
Yeah.
Always trim it before.
That makes sense. You don't want to trim a wet beard.
Exactly. Because you want to see, because you're going by like what it looks like,
right? Right.
So when it's dry, it's how it's gonna lay.
Oh, you know, you don't
day.
Go for the wet beard look.
Man, do you think that'll ever be a trend where people like gel their beards?
I'm amazed it's not a trend already.
Yeah, maybe we should start this trend.
Yeah,
and then when they do the Kindergarten Cop remake. Mr. Crisp will have a slick back beard too.
Also,
Jonathan.
After shaving and or trimming, that is when I moisturize.
I gotta get on the moisturizer.
You don't
bed.
Moisturize,
no.
Oh, Tim. That's why you look like an 85-year-old man.
I know. I've been looking to get into the moisturizing game. All the moisturizers I can find are also sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, then I'm never gonna get any color.
No, Tim. That's what you want. You want a moisturizer with a little SPF in it.
I don't know.
That's what's going to prevent the drying out.
It always gets in my eyes. I'm always overzealous with it. I have this moisturizer, but I always get it in my eyes because I want to really moisturize because I know that Rob Lowe moisturizes so much. And
oh, is that
he
how
like
he stayed
boy
so young?
And he's 100 years old.
You don't need that much moisturizer to moisturize your face.
Hmm.
But yeah, you should get a moisturizer, Tim. They're great. And now, since that's become a part of my routine, like years ago, if I forget to do it, I feel like
all dry.
Johnny Dry Face all day.
Johnny Dry Face.
Richard Dry Face.
All right. I think we covered all the personal hygiene stuff that we needed to cover. I hope this was informative for
everybody. I think that's pretty much my morning routine.
Yeah. We'll do a part two sometime. Unless we've done a personal hygiene episode in the past, in which case we'll do a part three sometime.
Yeah. If you like the show, you can check out more at tcgte.com. Check out our Reddit at tcgte.reddit.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter, @completeguide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, @TomReynolds.
Follow me
on Twitter
and
Instagram at
your pal Tim.
And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also by checking out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. And checking out tcgte.com/pledge. For our Patreon, where you can get fun bonuses like weekly mini episodes of Fast Food Friday.
Heck yeah. I'm reading an Entertainment Weekly magazine here, Tom.
I also have like a little buzzer that I use every few weeks for my eyebrows.
I wanted to talk about trimming the unibrow.
Yeah.
I've never done it, and everybody's always told me to do it. But now I have glasses that obscure the unibrow. So eat it, girlfriend.
You just got to get one of these little trimmers.
Yeah. Oh, I have a nose hair trimmer, too.
Yeah, I have a nose hair trimmer. This thing you can use for nose hair, too, but I prefer...
You don't want to mix your eyebrows and nose hairs.
Yeah.
God.
Old booger eyebrows.
Yeah. Booger brows, Jones.
But the I'm already being called Richard Dryface this one has like a little attachment you can put on it so that you can just kind of go over your eyebrows and it'll just trim them to your
uniform. Afraid that it'll take my eyebrows right
this
off.
This will not. It is made
I know,
for eyebrows.
But the first time I've seen this in your bathroom.
Stop going through all my things.
You have a lot of pills. You have a lot of dick pills in there. I don't know what those are about.
You can make that joke off the air. Don't make that joke during the podcast that I have jars of quote unquote dick pills in my bathroom. Even if I did, why would I leave them out?
I don't know, because you're reckless to impress me.
Check it out, Tim. I have dick pills. I need them.
All right. I think we're good.
All right. One last question. Do you use the nose hair trimmer for your ears?
No, but I should probably start.
Yeah. The correct answer is I use the eyebrow thing for my ears. No, I use the nose thing too. I use everything for my ears. They need them.
Yeah, getting old.
I actually don't get hair on my ears, but I get like a few, and it irritates me in no end.
Yeah.
So I need to get rid of them when they come in.
Pull them out one by one. It hurts like a bastard.
I can't get enough of a grip on these.
Mine are thick.
These are like little wispy white hairs.
These are no joke.
You can wrap your knuckles around them to yank it out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, Gene.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.